America tonight. Of course, we're rolling into day 16 of the shutdown. What is changed? What gives? What doesn't give? The House didn't take a vote. Apparently, there was rumors early in the day that that was going to happen. Justin Duckham from Talk Radio News joins us. Justin, so not a lot of movement, but a lot of conversation. Am I right?
No, it has actually been a rather chaotic day on the Hill. Initially, in the early hours, we heard an announcement from Reid and McConnell that they had suspended talks in order to give more leeway to the House. And what we saw from the House was a proposal to delay the medical tax for 2 years, as well as preventing high-ranking government officials from receiving subsidies for their health insurance. That eventually collapsed. It took a few more forms after that, but at the end of the day, Boehner sort of signaled that there was not enough votes in the House to pass this. He said that there would not be a vote tonight, which was expected all day, and he left the Capitol, which means that now it's going back to the Senate. And according to our reports that we're getting off the Hill, it looks like Reid and McConnell are coming close to drafting some language that will eventually be moving forward in the House, in the Senate.
Right, but then explain this. It goes forward in the Senate, and, of course, it's a whole different ballgame in the House because even they've said themselves, especially Reid, that he doubts that the House would vote what they're talking about once they get it all together.
That's very true. Essentially, the concessions that we are seeing from Democrats in this is that it is avoiding a reinsurance tax that is sought by big labor. The details to that are a little confusing, but it was something that is going to disappoint a lot of labor leaders. And we're also seeing some eligibility requirements for Obamacare coming into place, which is something that Republicans have demanded. This, if it does pass, which is still, of course, up in the air, it would keep the government funded, it would keep the government funded until January 15th, and it would lift the debt ceiling until February 7th.
All right, yeah, and we've been talking about that. And then there's this one other thing. I don't know if you know much about this, but the fact that there is a bilateral meeting on Tuesday. This negotiations between the United States and Iran. They're talking about what they're going to do with Iran's nuclear program. Remember, this whole thing was opened up way back when, a month ago or so, at the UN, the conversation about opening up the gateway to that. I mean, with Rouhani really pushing this forward. So this is a big deal, isn't it, this bilateral meeting?
It certainly is. You know, this is pretty interesting to see how the dynamics in this work out. Of course, the leaders involved in this have to appeal to their home countries. We know that the Iranian president, the new one, has been reluctant to appear next to President Obama in past instances in order to try to save face with his countrymen. And we know that Obama, of course, has a hard case to sell to the U.S., for a country that has been distrusted for so long. But it does look like tensions are cooling, and it does look like if there is going to be, normal relationships between the country, or at least maybe not normal, but at least more, stable relations between the two countries, now is going to be the time when it's going to take place. So there is certainly a lot riding on this meeting.
All right, so October 17th, Thursday, is D-Day for the debt ceiling, to default by then. That's, of course, what the Secretary of the Treasury is saying. What's your gut feeling? Because now you've covered politics a little while there in D.C. Justin, what do you think happens?
That's a good question. It seems like all the conventional wisdom that people have had so far has been wrong. There was a wide-held belief that the government was not going to shut down, that cooler heads were going to prevail at the last minute, but we saw that disappear. Right now there's a lot of optimism for a sort of a last-minute deal coming in and avoiding the U.S. defaulting on its debts, which I should add would be the first time in American history where that took place. There's a lot of hope, but, again, we've been, let down before. We've seen the unexpected happen, so I'd be too afraid to place any bet on this one way or the other.
I love it. Great answer. You sound like a politician. Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we'll talk about some of the fallout stock-wise, as I've been warning about, because of all the negative doom and gloom headlines. Day 15, and here we go again. So what does it mean? Another high drama on the Hill, as you heard Justin describe there, kind of chaotic. Thought there was going to be a vote, as I mentioned to him. Then there wasn't a vote. So the weak Speaker of the House, John Boehner, didn't round up enough support to pass any kind of a leadership plan to end the shutdown, avert a default, all the kind of stuff that he was saying that he was going to do didn't happen. And there is no back and forth, really, between this president now and Boehner. In fact, the president is whipping him verbally, you might say. He's saying Boehner can't control his caucus, and you know, he doesn't have any sense of what the votes are and that kind of stuff. So they're starting to really kick him, knowing that he's an easy target. And he is an easy target because, as I said, he showed not a lot of leadership, no backbone, and that's why we put him in the dungeon when we started off this week on America Tonight. So the key thing to know is really the House bill that's not going to go anywhere includes some of the things that we've talked about. The fact that the government will be funded through December 15th. The debt ceiling, as Justin said there, would be funded, we would increase rather the debt ceiling until February 7th. And then all of the health care subsidies for members of Congress, their staff, for the president, for the vice president and administration types, all of that, they would forbid that. Can you imagine? Forbid the Treasury Department to implement extraordinary measures to extend the debt ceiling deadline. That's some of the key things that were put into what would be this House version of let's play make a deal. But so far that has not worked at this point, and that's why there wasn't the vote. See what happens in the next day. The Senate plan is January 15th, fund the government, extend the debt limit till the 17th, and then I mentioned this many, many times, set up a committee, a bipartisan committee, to have a deadline to address the entitlements, in other words, where they're going to slash and trash by December 15th, and then certify income for health care subsidies, because now the problem with this whole Obamacare thing is people are signing up for it, and it's just you sign up for it and you can just make up numbers. So you just pick whatever number you want and get health care, and that's what that is kind of a concern, isn't it? Because here's the deal. You might not like affordable health care, a.k.a. Obamacare, but if it's here, right, don't you hope that your taxpayer dollars in some way, which will end up being connected, don't literally fly around the room in loose directions, because they're going to have a lot of problems with this. Once again, a plan that was implemented that wasn't well thought out, has a website that's crashing all over the place, that's healthcare.gov, and there's no verification for whoever signs up for it to know what their income is or back up really anything that they're saying, which is crazy enough as it is. The thing that happens as we continue to march down this road is we just have a couple of days as we're paddling toward the 17th. And once we hit the 17th, you know, once we smash into the iceberg, then what does it mean? We're seeing that the fat cats on Wall Street, any ounce of negative news, it's like this. It's like a roller coaster, Wall Street is. So it's all the things that I was talking about before. Look out below when we talk about numbers. And hey, if you're sticking around for America Tonight, man, we got some great stuff for you. In our next hour, we're going to talk to the man from Life Magazine who actually secured the Zapruder film, the guy who got the film for Life Magazine 50 years ago, the actual footage of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the president. Remember that. And then we're going to talk about the Supreme Court and affirmative action in our third hour. Stay with us, Odds and Ends, next here on the show. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Tick-tock. That's how close we are. We can hear the sound of the clock constantly, can't we? On the street, S&P 500 futures fell 9.6 points, while the Dow Jones sank 60 points. NASDAQ 100 futures fell 7.5 points. What does it mean? It means it's down. That's what you need to know. It's down. Okay? A Treasury Department spokesperson, they trotted those people out, warned the Fitch rating is coming. The Fitch rating is coming. Very different from Patrick Henry. The Fitch rating says they're putting the government's AAA credit rating on ratings watch negative. So what does that mean? They're saying they're watching what's happening with the debt ceiling, and if the debt ceiling isn't raised soon, then they could smash our credit rating. And how serious is that? If the credit rating gets downgraded, it has an effect on the global markets, and that's of a lot of concern to a lot of people. So we go back to the same thing about why do you care about being downgraded. So if we're downgraded, we have to pay interest on debt owed, right? We don't, what happens? We don't add more to it. Any way you look at this, there is no positive. There's nothing positive to take out of this, because if whatever you believe with the numbers, like I said, a lot of you are still in unions, right? Some of you have had jobs for a long time and had matching funds, and you need that money for retirement, especially when you see what's happening with Social Security and whatever your nest egg is. Maybe you have some, hopefully you have some diversification, and you put a little bit in gold, you put a little bit in some stocks, and whatever it is. You know, everybody's different. Who knows? And you know how life is. One minute you're high, 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 and everything's fabulous. And the next second, something else has changed. And you can't anticipate that, right? We're all at the craps table. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when our number's up. We don't know what our futures are. And that's why you just live every day, right? So this is having an effect on us, though. It will. It'll have effect on any of the stocks that you possibly have because of the dump in the numbers and the massive sell-off. I've said this a couple of of times. So that whole interest thing where we're just paying on the interest is not good. We want to get rid of this debt. We want to dump this debt, and we don't want to add to the debt, and that's part of the problem. So we keep playing the same game over and over and over again. I mean, how does the country ever pay back the bondholders, the people holding the bonds, when they can't stop borrowing? It's like a sick, twisted addiction. So I can make the argument for, forget about it, just smash into the debt ceiling. But at the same time, I know how harmful in reality that can be to every single one of us. You know, it's kind of like this. How many have gotten into this position where it happened by accident, whatever, babies, houses, sicknesses, and you end up with credit cards that are just too high, and you look and you see how much interest you're paying, and you want to have a heart attack right there on the spot. We're well beyond heart attack when it comes to what we owe. We certainly don't want Fitch to put a negative rating, to dump the rating on our credit. I mean, you know, that's not going to help us in any way. But at the same time, what are we doing with our debt? Nothing. So it's the same old wah-wah-wah-wah-wah coming out of Washington that, you know, we keep talking about here on America Tonight. And I know you're hearing this elsewhere, too. And by the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can handicap this. You heard our clock that was ticking. Do you think it's going to be this big old Band-Aid eventually by Thursday or at the very latest heading into the weekend, maybe Friday? Or do you think, no, we're going down this path. We're driving on the crooked street and it doesn't matter. It's going to happen. It's not going to be solved before then. I'll tell you, I didn't think we would go this far with the whole shutdown thing. We may be driving on the crooked street. I don't have a great feel for this because of the conversations I've had lately off the record, off the air with people in D.C. and handicapping this. And there's that part of me that says, well, smash against the debt ceiling because how do we keep doing this? Our own president, for goodness sake, when he wasn't president, said as a freshman senator, no, I'm not going to vote to lift the debt ceiling. There needs to be accountability. And now he's president. And here it is, this many years later, after 2006, he's saying the opposite. Lift the debt ceiling or it's going to be catastrophic for us. And the more we keep saying that, the more we don't do anything different. It's like the boy who cried wolf. We're sort of in that, you know, we're not sort of, we're in that situation right now. Over and over again, whoever it is, we got to lift the debt ceiling. We always do it. It's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal when you look and see that we're in the hole, over 16 trillion. Maybe it wasn't so bad when it was 8 trillion or when it was 9 trillion. But then you hit 16, you got to say to yourself, what are we doing? What is happening here? So coming up at the tail end of the show, I'm going to tell you about a business that I was in where I saw this e-verification and talk a little bit about some of the immigration things that are happening. But checking out some of the numbers and the effect already on the shutdown, you know, these are just numbers, not political numbers. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican or, you know, an independent, or you just don't even like anything that's happening in Washington. Regardless, it's our country, right? So $20 billion is the amount that several economists now have said that the government shutdown and debt ceiling fear has cost our economy. $20 billion. How about this for numbers? 3.8 million veterans, 3.8 million veterans might not get their benefits on November 1st if Congress doesn't end the stalemate. Well, I've already told you about Wall Street, Dow down 133 points, and you keep watching that, and it's going to keep doing the same thing. In Hawaii, 2 weeks, and who, again, these are things you don't think about. I know somebody that just went to Hawaii on a promotional deal for radio station, actually, and I was alerted to this fact. So in Hawaii, 2 weeks of this whole shutdown now has pretty much put the Arizona Memorial Grounds just trashed because no one's taking care of it. So the military actually spent Monday cleaning and grooming it because they felt so awful about it. they realized what was happening and said, well, we're just going to scrub it. You know, we're just going to do what we have to do. The disability backup, the claims, has gone up. 435,000 vets now have longer wait times as applications are at a snail's pace because they have had to stop paying overtime to the people who process the applications because there's so many. Remember, we're still coming off of war with Afghanistan and Iraq and so many, and people before that, that have disability claims. So there's a couple of things I think that people don't really realize. There's much more happening than meets the eye. It's not just, oh, everything's closed in Washington. Well, it goes way beyond Washington. It affects a whole bunch of people. Maybe some of you are in this position. Don't know what you think about the food supply here in America. We can make the case that there's not enough inspectors, and then we see people come down with salmonella poisoning over some bad chicken, or we've gone through periods where we've had problems with lettuce and people who have actually picked up E. coli and died from terrible strains of it, where they've gotten the salads in a bag or picked up a head of spinach or whatever it is, and it's tainted. It's happened a few times. Well, there's a 1,000 number is the number of the consumer safety inspections by the Consumer Product Safety Commission that have had to be stopped. So some of that's done because they don't have enough people to go around already. And then think about the backup there with some of the safety checks that they do. So that's been tanked. The percent of people who disapprove of the president, because his rating is really swinging, is now 53%. 53%. And Harmony asks, and the widow won't get their money either still? No, the widows are getting their money because the death benefits, that was such a horrific outcry that immediately they remedied that situation. They didn't initially, but as soon as enough people complained and they were made aware of it at the Pentagon, they lifted the whole idea of not paying that death payment that they were owed almost within the first 36 hours. Now they've processed all of that, thank goodness. Whew, there's one good thing. All right, stay with us. We're talking a little immigration and mixing in some of the shutdown still here on America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123 freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, thanks so much for hanging out with us across this great nation. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Thumbs up for the government shutdown or thumbs down at this point? What are people doing who are feeling the pinch because of 2 weeks of government no-flow? I'm going to talk about that before we hit the final segment of the show, or in the final segment of the show, and also re-rack some of the things that we're waiting on at this point: the House scrapping the vote on the debt ceiling, the one state at least having to cut welfare because of the shutdown. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things happening. Fitch warning they're going to downgrade the U.S. credit rating. People talk about credit ratings, and they say, well, you know, do we care that much about it? What you care about is who's holding the bonds, we were explaining earlier, and how much we keep heaping on that. So in other words, we just keep paying the interest, paying the interest, paying the interest. At what point do we say we have to stop the insanity? And every single, since I've been doing this show, we have dealt with 10 years. The entire time I've done America Tonight, there has not been a budget, a balanced budget, on time, due, boom, boom. Has not happened. Has not happened. That is crazy, crazy to think about that. And speaking of crazy, you know you have really lost it, folks. I do not know what happens to people when it comes to fast food. But there was a story that somebody sent me a link to today out of Seattle about a customer who went into Jack in the Box. Ooh, Jack in the Box. They have great commercials, some of them anyway. So he goes in and he found out that he wanted, you know, he wanted more than just a thimbleful of ranch dressing. So he wanted three packets. And then they told him, listen, you can get three packets, no problem, but we have to charge you 25 cents for the third packet. So all of a sudden, the guy went ballistic. I mean, went ballistic. Started to scream, looked like he was one of the zombies from The Walking Dead, scared everybody who was in the place. But a 68-year-old man, nice old man, decided that he was trying to calm the customer down. He's trying to calm down. He stepped in the middle of it. So then this crazy nut over the packet of dressing decides that he's going to shove the guy. So he smashes him to the ground. Luckily, nothing happened. He didn't get hurt. It was odd, and he bumped his head and fell down and all that kind of stuff. But he scared people and said, I have a knife. He jumped on a bike and he rode away. So there is time bombs going off all over this country with craziness of what people, where their anger level is. It's off the charts. Hey, you don't want to pay for the dressing. Cool, I get it. You think it's a ripoff. Don't pay for it. Right? You know? What are they putting in fast food that has people going nuts? I don't get it. I don't understand. It would be very scary to see that. I have seen some weird things. I don't eat fast food. I really try to stay away from it. Everybody says that, but occasionally, you know what happens. See, someone's trying to get me right now. That's Seattle calling. That's the Jack in the Box from Seattle trying to tell me some more about that story. But the few times where I've gone through, like coffee, I get coffee or go through with my husband or whatever. And I sometimes have seen strange things where people are trying to cut people off at the window. It's like, wow, you know, what does You Drive Me Nuts say? It wasn't Burger King. Have it your way. Ha ha ha. So true. Have it your way at your own risk. I guess that's the deal. Walmart did something kind of a little risky, speaking of the food thing, although this isn't drive-through and it's not really fast food, though they have fast food, usually they have fast food inside, I think, Walmart's. But they say they're not upset about allowing a wild shopping spree at two of their Louisiana stores. There was an electronic glitch that lifted the spending caps on the cards of the food stamp recipients. So through Louisiana's Department of Child and Family Services, they said the food stamp people should have been limited to $50 each during the emergency. And now what's happened is they exceeded that. They're saying that they'll cover it because of the crazy glitch. It was like a wild shopping spree. I mean, that's how they described it. People were buying 8 to 10 grocery carts full of food. Wow, food stamps. Something happened. They feel badly for us. Let's go. We got to roll. I mean, it triggered like a frenzy when it went down because the backup generator failed. So they had this test that they normally do, and it erased limits on the cards. Now, how many people were affected? It's 17 states were affected by it, but especially, I guess, in Louisiana, they really went crazy when they figured out that there nothing was happening. In other words, they could just keep going. So they were grabbing up everything that they could find. And what's Walmart going to do with the glitch? I mean, behind the scenes, I'm sure somebody's been fired or suspended or who knows what. But they, you know, what can they do? They just feel like they have to play the game and they don't want to lose business. So they just have to let it roll with what happened. Nice. People, I heard that it affected Target too somehow. I don't know. That could have been just a wild rumor. But Walmart got stuck with most of that. They got stuck with most of that glitch and said, you know, what we're figured out. We'll have to, you know, we'll have to do the right thing. What are we going to do? 8 baskets. Pull the car around. I'm going to go back for some more. Pull it around. I'm going to run back and get some more from some more food. The people that probably feel awful are the people who found out about it later. Found out about you know, when it was too late, where they hadn't gone in and the glitch had come and gone and they fixed it and they found out that they actually missed the shopping spree that was on by, you know, accident. And more you're seeing that too. More and more food stamps, and they're cutting food stamps, as you know, that's controversial. And so it was kind of wild to see this flip the opposite way. You know, it was one of those things where it was a photographer's dream because they had some people out there who flipped open their cameras and started to shoot it. And it did. It looked like it looked like a television show, like some kind of reality show. Walmart decides to fling open its, you know, let 100 customers get whatever they want to get, because she didn't really realize what was happening. I guess that's why they singled out the Louisiana stores. You know, another big story that came down the pike on my radar today, which is, you know, one of those kind of crazy things when it comes to numbers. We do a segment on the show called We Can Count, right? And I say it always is because it comes back to numbers, whether it's dollars and cents or just hardcore numbers. And that's what we're seeing with the shutdown. I gave you some numbers already about people that were affected and how much it's estimated by most economists that it's cost us already $20 billion because of the shutdown. But something that was interesting that also, as I said, hit my radar today is the amount of words, and I know many of you have spoken about this before, the amount of words, how many words do you think there are in the regulations for Obamacare? How many words are there? If you were thinking 11,588,500, you would be 588,500. You would be completely right. So what they figure out in the breakdown is that means 30 words of regulations for each word in the law. So pay attention to what I'm saying. It's not a puzzle. 30 words of regulations, 30 words of regulations for every word in the law. Is that just asinine? Now, if there was ever a reason to go a little nutty, I would say forget about the dressing in Seattle at the Jack in the Box. And I'd say, I think you could go a little nutty trying to interpret the law and the regulations and what it means. Because this is the problem we've had all this time. Remember, you have to go back to March of 2010. March of 2010. And so all this time, for all these regulations of how it has to be implemented, how it's spelled out, and it's nuttiness. 109 regulations. 10,535 pages in the Federal Register where they're officially published. You can jump on and see it. That's insane. The type is so small that if you didn't wear glasses, you'd have to wear glasses to read it. I mean, that's just crazy. Why all those words? Couldn't they, for all the clowns they've hired and the people that they've paid, boys, they paid $20,000 for a clown for the General Services Administration party a couple of years ago. Couldn't they have somebody come in and interpret it and chop it down to at least half that amount? I bet you they can get even lower than that. So how are you supposed to... I think it's the art of confusion. This way, nobody really understands the regulations, and they're just going with the flow and trying to figure it out, so you just have to feed us what it is. That's part of the problem. Tick-tock, you're on the clock. I'll tell you why next on America Tonight.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Walling, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To a deal, but the House says, we don't have the votes here, so they punt. Day 15 and counting, with your government being closed, what effects has it had on some people? How far have they had to go to make up for the lack of income? I'm going to tell you in just a few minutes. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in on this version of ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Let's go to David, UK David. Hey, David, how are you?
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Well, I just first wanted to remind you, well, not probably not remind you, tell you about something, because you're such a teenager, you wouldn't have been old enough to remember this, but there was actually a television show, an international television show called Supermarket Sweep, which was exactly what you were talking about, a reality show about how to fill the basket in as least amount of time as possible, and the winner is the one that got the most stuff in the basket.
I love it.
Yeah,
I would, you know what, I'd be crappy at that, because, you know what, that's where there's too many choices. There's too many choices, so I'd be like, wait,
supermarket,
what do I do?
You don't bother. You just sweep it into the basket and keep on moving.
Yeah, whatever it is, I don't care. Noodles, ramen, soy sauce, those
right,
crummy marshmallows. Yeah, fake stuff. Yeah, I'll do it. I gotcha.
I never
That's
knew
funny.
I needed one of those until a few minutes ago, by the way.
I've got to look that show up. I will.
All right.
Supermarket
Sweep. Listen, Kate. Can I just make a comment on this sequester and debt limit and budget, all that stuff? I keep hearing people saying that it's both the Democrats and the Republicans' fault that all this is happening. And I think that's a tiny bit disingenuous. The budget that was proposed by the Republicans was accepted by Harry Reid some time ago. And then, as Mr. Boehner said, he went back to his party and decided that perhaps they should think it through because Obamacare was so onerous that it was worth shutting down the government for an indefinite amount of time because Obamacare was going to destroy the country. So this is not a Democrat problem because the Democrats agreed to the Affordable Health Care Act instead of the single-payer option that was the proposal from the Democrats in the first place because they didn't have enough votes on their own to get it passed. They needed some help from the Republicans because there was this group of blue dog Democrats that would not go along with it. That happened 3 years ago. And now we're in the position of shutting down the government because some Republicans, not all, have decided that the way to fix this issue is to just completely shut down the government, send people home on furlough with pay. Some of them are working without pay. In fact, the cops in Washington are still working, as far as I know, without pay.
And the
Congress gave them a big hand for being heroes a few days ago, and yet they're still not being paid, as far as I know. And this is a ludicrous position to take, especially when we are talking about whether we're going to either fund Obamacare or whether we're going to delay it for 2 years, even though it's already been implemented. And now I wonder how long it'll take before the American public to realize who they should really blame. This is not, as far as I'm concerned, the blame does not sit with Harry Reid or Barack Obama or the Democrats. There's only one place that I think that the blame should be pointed, and I think that most Americans, especially the ones who are not getting paid right now, know where to point the blame.
But David, in the polls, there's definitely clear, and it's not. If you could go to a more right leaning or more left leaning news organization, and people are blaming both because now what everybody sees is you were right, your facts were correct. What everyone's seeing is that, well, now there's no cooperation, we're shut down, there's no way to open this, and what's happened? I mean, Ted Cruz was the one who fired that bullet. Initially, the defunding Obamacare thing, which was tied to, okay, are we coming up with this budget in the Senate, but there was no way that was happening, and then it transferred over to the House, and you described it right with what's happened with Boehner, and saying that, you know, it would be so onerous, which it's looking like, to be honest, I don't care what your politics are, that there are going to be lots of problems with Obamacare. But absolutely, from the perspective of the budget, the Democrats had it wrapped up. You're right.
They gave in $1 trillion in cuts to these people to get it done.
Yeah, you're right. Those are the facts. You're absolutely right. If you just take the emotion out of it for people listening who are like, whoa, are you kidding me? You are absolutely right. That's the facts. That's the facts. Go ahead.
Well, it's fine if they think that that's such a terrific threat to the American people that they need to shut down the government. That's okay as long as they're prepared to own it. But to somehow say this is the Democrats' fault is just not true.
Right. You're right about owning it. That you're absolutely right. And a few, very few, David, thanks for the call, very few have owned it. I mean, even Ted Cruz. Cruz has owned what he said he thought it should have happened. And he was all for it. He was all for what was going to happen, the shutdown, the whole thing, because to take David's words, he said Obamacare was going to be too onerous. It was going to be ridiculous. It was going to crucify people. They weren't going to be able to afford it. It wasn't going to be affordable. So we need to try to figure out how to stop it, and this is what we're doing. So he has definitely owned up to that. But the Senate wasn't where it got log jammed. It was in the House. So that part didn't essentially matter. It got him off, I guess, the hook, if you will. And there is confusion over that. There is. The Republicans did say, whoa, that's fine. We're not voting for it because we feel as though this is why Boehner doesn't have the votes, because we feel as though it's too important to not see Obamacare funded, that this individual health mandate is going to cripple a ton of people that, and people that have insurance who are seeing already their premiums. This is a fact. They've gotten notices that their premiums are going up in January. In some cases, I'm not pulling this out of thin air. We've had callers who have verified this, and I know two people in this situation where it's tripled, where their insurance tripled. So in pushing this out and rolling this out, there are going to be massive problems. There is absolutely no doubt about that. I mean, even the president's men, like Robert Gibbs, is saying he would fire the person who was in charge of the website for healthcare.gov because it's been so screwed up with people trying to sign up. Now, he's not saying, I don't think Obamacare should happen. He's not saying that. But he's saying there's massive glitches and problems. But regardless, the perception is now if this is a two-way street and nothing is happening. And the reality of it is that people are being affected. David talked about the cops in Washington. That's a great example. There are other people who are selling whatever they can sell to make ends meet because they're not getting paid either, whether it's they're selling, you know, they're selling for women, they're selling their hair. This has widely been reported. I just saw a link to a story about that on Drudge, that there was a woman who had 18 inches of auburn hair that she was able to sell for $1,000. Are you kidding me? And that's because people use it for wigs or other things or whatever. And then there are other people that, frankly, there are other young women or other women that are selling eggs because egg donors make some decent money, and they're finding that they got to figure out a way where they're stuck to make some money. It's like the old thing where people used to sell their plasma, remember? They would go to college campuses. In fact, I probably had three or four guy friends that did it, but frankly, they were doing it for the beer money. But they would go and they would sell it. I thought they were crazy to do that, but they needed the extra cash, so that's why they did it. And people are doing a similar thing. So there is definitely a struggle, and it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight at this point in the House. Definitely they do not have the votes. Don't have the votes right now. Any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and just like that, you are in, my friends. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.